on the fantasy.
All right, Zach Osborne. I gave you one instruction before you. No, that was it.
It was one of the first things that went through my mind whenever I'm laying on the backside of that berm. Like, damn it, I just blew it for every fantasy person. Like, I've been that guy on the couch for the last 6 weeks, so sorry.
You just, like, no matter how bad it went, you had to get 12, and you couldn't do it. Like, what the hell? But you're all right anyways.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just actually whacked my scar on my helmet super hard, and it kind of gave me, like, a dead arm, and then I was upside down, so it took me, like, an hour to get going again, and I didn't want to be dicking around in everyone's way, so I just came in. But
was the bike bent?
No, not.
I thought you pulled in there to kind of, like, straighten the front end.
No, I was trying to get out of the way, and I got, like, stuck in between a bunch of tough blocks, and I'm just like, great, perfect. But, I mean, overall, it was a pretty decent day. Qualified fourth, fell in the heat, but was able to get in the out of the heat instead of going to the LCQ, so that was a plus. And then,
nice charge up to get in there. It didn't look good early. Like,
no, I was like, I was with you on the didn't look good. I've done the most laps I've done in a day is like 35 or something, so I didn't really expect to like go out and win tonight. If I could have stayed there in 7th or 8th or whatever I was, you know, to the finish, that would have been a really good start, I feel like. But, I feel like in 3 weeks or 2 weeks and three races, I'll be in a completely different position as far as race trim and fitness and everything goes. So, all in all, it's not a bad night. Obviously, the finish wasn't ideal, but we'll just keep plugging away.
You got pinched off in the main on the inside, and then you were basically coming last. The next thing I know, you were like 11th. Like, you made some serious moves, or did you just really tuck it?
So I had Baggett to the inside of me and Bogle to the outside of me, and like they've been killing starts. So I was like, all right, I'm going to have to make some magic. We get out of the gate. Baggett kills the start. Bogle's in front of me. So I'm third in line going into the first turn, and that's not going to work. So I turned out, went around Bogle, turned back in front of him, so I was inside, so I was just behind Baggett, actually, and then just kind of hugged the inside and went down through there, and okay. Made some magic. It was pretty dicey there for a second, but that's why I went down there, because I feel like in those situations you can, you know, make more passes than if you're outside and everybody has the leverage on you. So that was kind of my thinking, and it worked out. My starts need a little bit of work.
The incident over the berm, did you get a little throttle happy because you saw Eli? Oh.
Whiskey deluxe.
Because you saw Eli, you're
no,
like...
Not necessarily because I saw Eli. He was, like, in my line in the whoops. So when they get V'd like that, you kind of have to, like, turn against it one way or the other. And I had been turning to the right, and he was in the right. So I turned to the left. The last one kind of whacked me. And then I whiskeyed it off the berm, to be honest.
So the headline is going to be Osborne not ready for the big boys.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I don't care.
Osborne screws Pulp Mix Fantasy owners.
Yeah, Twitter is alight right now.
That's all right. I thought you looked good. Speed was good. And, you know, you'll ease into this thing. And it'll be a funny story down the road to be like, yeah, I fell over a berm, my first Supercross.
Yeah, I whiskeyed it off a berm, like a true two-chum champ.
Exactly. All right, thanks, man.
Thanks.